listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
AC/DC here on Trail Mix. That was Back in Black. You know, I never thought orthopedic shoes would work for me, but I will say, I stand corrected. Shout out to Terry from Terry's Dusty Joke Book there. Like I said, lately we've been in the sweet spot. He found the groove. Thank you, Terry, for starting my day with that joke and for starting your day with Trail Mix 103.1 out of Park Falls. It's the 8 o'clock hour. That means football this hour. A look at five picks that might sneak into the first round. It might get really weird next Thursday during the first round of the NFL draft. I'll give you some ideas as to why. Coming up during the 8 o'clock hour, here's Aerosmith. I don't want to miss a thing.
stay awake just to hear you breathing. Watch you smile while you are sleeping, while you're far away dreaming. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure.
I begin to touch, but you wouldn't let it.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Yeah. came to dance, 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 dance. I hit the floor cause that's my plans, 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 plans. I'm wearing all my favorite brands, 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 brands. Give me some space for both my hands, 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 hands. You, you, cause it goes on and on and on. And it goes on. Came to move, 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 move. Get out the way of me and my crew, 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 crew. I'm in the club, so I'm gonna do, 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 do. Just what the phone came here to do, 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 do. Yep, yep, cause it goes on and on and on.
Tyo Cruz here on Trail Mix. That was Dynamite. So, the 2025 NFL Draft starts next Thursday, and it is shaping up to be interesting. Less of a clean top tier than most years, more of what you might call a talent stew, with one veteran executive even saying there's no real gap between the expected pick 10 and pick 40. For this and other reasons, I feel that next Thursday night could get weird really fast. A lot of opinions align on who's going where at what pick, but I think there's a lot of room for things to kind of go up in smoke in that regard. Let's talk surprise first rounders, as long as we're on the subject. And no, not Cam Ward's or Travis Hunter's. Diving into the names that might raise some eyebrows when they're called, like Carson Schwessinger, linebacker from UCLA, former walk-on, led all of college football in solo tackles last season, Butkus Award finalist. Not a hybrid pass rusher like Jihad Campbell, but he can cover, he can tackle, and maybe he can lead. Teams in the late first round who need an off-ball linebacker, keep an eye out. He's got a real shot to sneak in, and the Packers are actually on that list, so watch out. Speaking of sneaky players who the Packers might be interested in, Ohio State wide receiver Amika Egbuka could sneak into that first round, somehow flying under the radar in what is admittedly a pretty stacked class, but he owns the school record for receptions, totaled nearly 3,000 yards in his career, durable, explosive, and more productive than his old teammate Jackson Smith and Jigba, who just made a Pro Bowl. Yeah, Amika Egbuka might be the draft slot receiver sleeper, and he's already been on a visit to the Packers. I'd be more surprised, honestly, at this point if he doesn't go round one with the Packers' needs right there and a decent likelihood he's available at 23. Stick around later this hour. Three more names to watch, including one sneaky center, a big body in the trenches, and a QB who might just be the most NFL-ready of the bunch. We're Trail Mix, outdoor news and the weather up next.
Trail Mix 103.1.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
Are you a veteran or a dependent or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us. to set up an appointment.
Are you looking for a fulfilling way to spend your time and enjoy helping others? Park Manor may have the perfect job opportunity for you. Park Manor is a 100% employee-owned rehabilitation and nursing care facility located in Park Falls in the heart of the Northwoods. Their mission is to provide excellent quality care in an atmosphere of compassion, hospitality, and respect for the dignity of each person. Come explore open positions, which include RN, LPN, certified nurse aides, and positions within the support service department, offering competitive wages, a great benefits package, and incentive opportunities. To apply, visit parkmanorwy.com. That's parkmanorwy.com. Or reach out to Human Resources at 715-744-1034. 715-744-1034. Park Manor, always caring, always here.
I'm Kim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. When I go to the trout streams, I carry one rod, and with that rod, I both spinfish and fly fish. I'll tell you how, but first...
You fish the same waters year after year, but what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
When I take to the trout streams, I like to go light. I have a backpack with a lunch, some water, and a small tackle box with both flies and spinning gear. My rod consists of a combo rod that allows you to both fly fish and spin fish. I usually start out with the fly reel attached to that rod. I use dry flies, nymphs, and I try and work those flies along creases and edges of current where the fish, if they're active, will be moving to feed. Sometimes that doesn't always work. Sometimes these fish just do not want to bite. And in that situation, I'll switch over to the spinning gear, put my fly reel in the pack, and then put my spinning reel on that rod. And then I'll use spoons, spinners, and sometimes I will even resort to a bobber rig that has a small hook on it that has scented plastic on the hook that will get those fish to come out from under those cut banks and bite. I like to fly fish, I like to spin fish, and I want to use whatever tactic I have to get those fish to bite. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
A little fog this morning, a few off and on scattered showers, otherwise mostly cloudy today with a high near 50. Wind will be north at 10 to 20. Tonight down to 33. Tomorrow, a few clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon, 51. Easter Sunday's looking good, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 47.
should know by the way you popped your car sideways at a wooden last. You're the kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb, cause you had a pocket full of horses, children and some of them used. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say, little red Corvette, baby, much too fast. Ooh, little red Corvette, you need a love that's gonna last. Guess I should've closed my eyes when you drove me to the place where your horses run free. Cause I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You say, baby, have you got enough gas? Oh yeah, little red Corvette, baby, your mind's too fast. Yes, you are.
Mix 103.1, available on the Civic Media app. Download the app for free.
Yeah.
Skid Row here on Trail Mix. That was 18 and Life. Following Prince with Little Red Corvette after that twice an hour check of the weather. That's what we do here, keeping you up to date, informed, and focusing on the local. I've got Dead or Alive, Britney Spears, and the Beach Boys up next. We're halfway through five in a row, but we're also halfway through the 8 o'clock hour, means another look at sneaky potential surprise draft picks. We're looking at a sneaky center, a big-bodied lineman, and a QB who has not cracked the top five in mock drafts, but is steadily climbing up those boards. Dead or Alive up next on Trail Mix.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Can't you see? I'm calling. A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. I'm falling. There's no escape. I can't wait. I need a hit. Baby, give me it. You're dangerous. I'm loving it. Do it. I'm done. Losing my head, spinning around.
out of five bears agree. For music, news, and information, it's Trail Mix 103.1.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it. Bodies in the sand, tropical drink melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band. Down in Kokomo,
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego.
Boys, here on Trail Mix, halfway through the 8 o'clock hour, means part two of our surprise NFL first rounder countdown. Potential first round picks that would be surprises if they made it there, but totally could make it there. Third on the list so far, Jared Wilson, a center out of Georgia. The Packers technically need a center, though they've already made obvious moves to accommodate that need. Keep an eye on Jared Wilson. I wouldn't be too surprised if maybe he's the best player available and the Packers didn't have other needs that weren't addressed in a later round, like the second, considering that he's not going to be there past then. So I don't expect the Packers, but Wilson didn't allow a single sack last season in over 500 pass block snaps, so I fully expect someone to grab him up quick. He's athletic, he tested well at the combine, and while most mocks have him day two, don't be shocked if a team needs a smart plug-and-play interior lineman and pulls the trigger maybe late round one. That's why I mentioned the Packers, because he's late round one, early round two. If he's still there in round three, I whiffed on this one. Next, Tyleek Williams, defensive tackle from Ohio State. He is a force, 334 pounds, over 50 college games under his belt, six top 30 visits. That's a lot, especially for a guy who busted his hamstring running the 40 at the pro day. The minor injury, though, hopefully won't scare off teams who see upside for the run stuffer and the, well, He eats up a lot of space, this guy. There's a lot of him. There is a lot of Tyleek Williams. Last one, and this is the one that really could shake things up. Tyler Shoff, quarterback from Louisville. Might remember him from Oregon or Texas Tech because he's been around 7 years in college thanks to the COVID years. Three schools, three major injuries, but he still posted a strong final season. He's got a big arm. He's accurate. He's 25, but that's less scary to NFL teams these days after the COVID thing. But some teams think he might be the most pro-ready QB in the class next to Cam Ward. Could he sneak into round one? Absolutely, but as always, we'll see. So, Schwesinger, Egbuka, Wilson, Williams, and Schoff might not be the names dominating mock drafts, but do not be surprised if a week after today, you know those names because they were called next Thursday. That's it for football this hour here on Trail Mix. Catch me next hour for birthdays and anniversaries. I've got one local birthday and a sobriety anniversary to shout out today, and I cannot tell you how excited I am for both of those. That'll be early in the 9 o'clock hour. So if you know of somebody who listens to Trail Mix or 98Q Country, maybe they pop over here now and again, call us. Let us know about the birthday or text us. Get a hold of us any way you know how. Joel does the cake drawing right about now, basically. So I'll see if we can get people into that. It's probably too late, but we can get people into next week's cake drawing. We enter people to win cake here on Trail Mix.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Home, auto, and life insurance. Keeping track of it all can feel overwhelming. That's why Forward Insurance makes it simple with bundled insurance options designed to save you time and money. With one point of contact and personalized coverage, you'll get the peace of mind you need without the stress. Insurance made simple. Call Forward Insurance today to get started, helping you protect what matters most. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. May lose value. Not insured by any government agency. Not a deposit.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a Krug tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
A little fog this morning, a few off and on scattered showers, otherwise mostly cloudy today with a high near 50. Wind will be north at 10 to 20. Tonight down to 33. Tomorrow, a few clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon, 51. Easter Sunday's looking good, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 47.
Josie's on a vacation far away.
Just 'cause you're on your dumb face.
The Morning Show with Greg Gunderson.
The strawberries taste like strawberries. The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Snozzberries? Who ever heard of a snozzberry?
Trail Mix 103.1. Listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.